من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله على محمد رسول الله وكمل منكم. نويت الاربعين من الله ذاك عن الخمر والاذان والاذان والسلوك. لله تعالى العظيم في هذا اليوم.
As we have said before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an order in the time. He said, by al-asr, the time, verily man is in loss. And we have explained that part of it, and we continue in this session to shed more light on that asr.
If the Ummah was on the straight way, it would be given life of one day, and if it is other than that, it would be given life of half a day. And indeed, a day in the sight of the Lord is 1,000 years of one count.
So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an oath by the time. And scholars said time is Salatul Asr is Asr, it means Salatul Asr, that is the Salah that is between Zuhr and Maghrib, between Zawal and between Ghurub. And we explained that. And then Asr means the time frame that Allah gave to the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the time that Prophet was being sent to the judgment day is that time frame. Allah is giving an oath with that because it is the golden age. And also we have touched on that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kuntu Adam. كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَآدَمُ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينَ. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. And he said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَا آدَمُ وَلَا فَخَرْ. I am the master of children of Adam and no pride. And he said, آدَمُ وَمَنْ دُونَهُ تَحْتَ لِوَائِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Adam and who is under him is under my flag in the judgment day. So means, even that means that Allah is giving an oath from the beginning of the time of creation of Sayyidina Adam to judgment day, because it is the asr of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah is giving that oath in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the time that Prophet has been anything related to Prophet, because it is the best of the times, the time of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كنتم خير أمّةٍ أخرجت للناس.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم، منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
صدق الله العظيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Allah is saying to Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and saying to that Ummah, the Ummah of Prophet, you are the best of the nations أخرجت للناس that has been brought up to humanity. Because every prophet has his own ummah, his own people that he came for them as a messenger. And Allah is saying that the people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or those who are called the Ummatul Nabi, nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that he came for them, are the best of everyone came before him, are better than everyone came before that ummah. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةِ أُخْرِجَتِ النَّاسِ. Why? Because تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. The Ummatul Nabi is calling for ma'ruf, is calling for good, and prohibiting and forbidding forbiddance. Means, Ummatul Nabi is a blessed ummah, ummatun marhuma. Allah has mercy that ummah. Allah has sent His mercy on that ummah because they are already being created and being decorated with the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is the one that Allah has sent him as a mercy to humanity? Is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We verily have sent you mercy to humanity. So that mercy is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, since he is the mercy, means his ummah, he said ummatun marhuma, is an ummah that mercy was bestowed on it. Means that mercy that Allah has bestowed on Prophet, from Prophet he bestowed it on his nation. So it became like a decoration. When you dress nice dress, you put nicely decorative colored dresses on you. It is like that, Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is giving an oath for that time. Because it is the best time. Because it is the time that the people has followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خير الأوقات وقت النبي. خير الأمم أمة النبي. خير العصور عصر النبي. The best of centuries is the century of Muhammad. The best of ummas is the ummah of Muhammad. The best of times is the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of books is the Holy Quran. So Allah is saying, I'm giving an oath with the best of everything. Holy Quran is the best of all books. So Allah is giving asr, means Allah is giving an oath in Quran even. Because it is in that asr came. It's khayrul kutub, the best of books. And in it is the best of the divine books that Allah has revealed to humanity. To Sayyidina Adam, to Sayyidina Musa, Allah gave Tawrat. And what is the Tawrat? Is 10 commandments, isn't it? And to Sayyidina Isa, he gave the Injil. Injil of Isa. But where is that Injil? What we are reading today is not the Injil of Sayyidina Isa, is what has been written after Sayyidina Isa by 300-400 years. That? Where is the words that Allah gave to Sayyidina Isa? Injil is, it was being given to Sayyidina Isa. It's not like Quran. It was the words that Allah has given, is Allah ancient words. Kalamullah al-Qadimi. Al-Quran came in the language of Arabs, sent to Jibreel alayhi salam, from Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is still in that language. Not changed. We are hearing the same tone, the same word that Prophet read to us. But with all its meanings that is coming with it, from Allah to Prophet, no one knows it except Prophet. From Prophet to us, through Sahaba, through Ulama, through Tabi'in, Tabi'at Tabi'in, it's coming under inheriting that knowledge. So what we are receiving today might be a drop of an ocean. All these books that has been written is a drop of an ocean of what Prophet received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the meaning of Holy Quran. And that's why Quran is the best of books. And Allah is giving an oath in that time frame that Quran came in it. In it, all perfection came. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are of the highest character, manners. Allah perfected Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He perfected his ummah. So it is the perfect time, is the perfect ummah, is the perfect Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah giving an oath in that. So when he is giving an oath, he's showing how much is it is so important that time. And it's not only that, in that time, Allah is giving an oath, and we have to understand, when Allah give an oath, wal-asri, in the asr of the Prophet, from beginning of the time of Prophet to the end, it must give a meaning. Previously, they might not understand it. Allah never give an oath in any other than the time of Prophet. There are many oaths in the Holy Quran, but in that one, why that asr is so important? What we are seeing in that asr? Allah is showing that in that asr, there will be ajib. Things that are beyond description to human minds. There will be things that you never imagined in your life or in anyone's life before. What kind of things that is making things, is making it beside perfection, from it is not only perfection sharia wise and discipline wise, but scientific wise is perfected. Never before Allah didn't give an oath in the time frame of Sayyidina Isa or Sayyidina Musa or Sayyidina Dawood or Sayyidina Nuh or Sayyidina Ibrahim or Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He gave an oath in that time, means I am going to show you how much that time frame is carrying of things beyond mind, beyond imagination. I gave it to Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what we look today, we see, oh, really it is a time that never we imagine that Prophet mentioned before about predictions, what's going to happen, and what we are going to see of scientific issues, and we have explained it many times in different areas, and about Holy Quran, how much of science it's full of Quranic eloquency and the ajaz that is that Quran has showed from scientific discoveries. Because of that, Allah is giving an oath in this. See satellites today. You see things that speaking from far distance around the world, you can reach in any moment, in any second. You can shorten distances. You can come up with all these satellites, TVs and channels, digital technology, computers. Is something beyond what was happening in the other previous ages. That's why he gave a oath in the time of Prophet, in the time frame of Satan. We cannot go deeper, we can become wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that asr, in that time frame, we have seen that those who followed, or they were seekers in the way of knowledge, in the way of ma'rifatullah, through ma'rifatul habib, ma'rifatul nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have been given, granted, maqam shuhud. They were able to see things that, or things that cannot be ever unveiled before. They are being, Allah unveiled for them veils of that, of obstacles that prevented them from seeing far enough through their own eyes. They cannot see, but Allah gave them eyes in their hearts that they were able to see, because they perfected themselves, because it is the asr of the century of perfection. They were able to pass or cross these obstacles when Allah mentioned in Holy Quran, Ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-ins, إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا. O jinn and ins, if you were able to penetrate from the atmosphere of earth and heavens, skies, universe, you do it because you can. I'm giving you that perfection. But how am I giving you permission? By perfection. When you perfect yourself, how to perfect? It is the only century, the time frame of Prophet, the life of his ummah, is the only lifetime that you, in that time, that you can be able to perfect yourself. Fanfudu, you can penetrate, but you need a sultan, you need a vehicle. And what is that vehicle? Sultan, he said. What is sultan? You need a sultan. Sultan has many meanings. Sultan means you need an emir. You need a guide. Also, it can be you need a sultan. You need a power that you can control. Sultan has power. Means you have to have power. And what is that power? That power that control your ego. You have to control your ego and perfect yourself. When you control your ego, you will free your spirit from the cage of the body. That is the sultan that you can be able to penetrate from the gravity of earth and universe. And you can move. And this cannot happen without the seeking the way of Prophet ﷺ, following his footsteps in that century, in the century of the life of the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, you will be able to witness the reality of nights and the realities of days. You will be witness the reality of light, the reality of dark. You will witness the reality of the sun and the reality of the moon. You will witness the reality of the stars and the realities of the planets. And then you will be able to be dressed from a private understanding knowledge that it will enable you to be able to manifest, to be manifesting in yourself the divine blessings, that it will explain to you the meaning of his attributes and his beautiful names. So since Asr, the time, is this thing that encompassing all the signs and encompassing all the issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hidden issues that Allah wanted, because time cannot be seen. The three dimensions in the world, you can see the three dimensions. But the time is the fourth dimension. You cannot see the time. The time is related to Akhirah. So when you will be able, when you become to understand with this private understanding that Allah will be giving to you, you begin to enable yourself to understand days from night, light from dark, sun from moon, stars from planets or earth, and you become able to see, enable with that private knowledge, you will be able to manifest this divine knowledge of understanding the attributes, Allah's attributes and his actions, his signs that appears in this world. And that's why the time frame is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given oath in time, in the time, many times in the Holy Quran. He said, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر.
He said, والفجر وليال عشر. The first time, the means the early time of the day before the sunrise. وليال عشر. Inshallah, one day we'll explain that soon also. ليال عشر and the 10 days. There are 10 important days in the year. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. What is the shafr? Is the Salatul Zuhr, is the Zawal, is called the shafr, the 4 rak'at. وَالْوَتْرِ is the Maghrib. So Asr is in between. So he's giving an oath in this. He said, وَالْفَجْرِ, the early morning, وَالْلَيَالِ الْعَشْرِ, and 10 days, nights and days. وَالْشَفْعِ, الزُّهْر, زَوَال, the زَوَال, and what is the غُرُوبِ, and وَالْشَفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and the night that it is moving.
فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمُ الْلَيْلِ.
Is it not enough for you as a oath? So he is giving an oath in these times, his special moment in every person's life. Then he said in another surah, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها.
He gave an oath in the sun and its dawn, what you say when the sun rises, and the light of that sun that is rising, and the day that come because of the sun light. And then Walqamari idatalah, and the moon which follow it means in the dark, in the night. So he expressed the day, the eloquence of Quran, he expressed the day by the sun. And he expressed the night by the moon. He didn't say wal-nahari wal-layli. He said wal-shamsi wa-duha, the sun and its rising sun with its when it rise and it continue to rise is the day and it's coming after. And then he said wal-qamari idha tala, and the moon that followed it means with the night. So he explained day, light is sun, night is moon.
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا.
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. He said, and the day that it showed it very nicely for the sun. وَاللَّيْلِ
إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا.
And then the night covered the sun and covered the day. It's veil.
والسماء وما بناها.
And he's continue giving an oath in these heavens and who built it. And والأرض
وما طحاها.
And the earth and who straightened it, who made it in that way that people can live on. SubhanAllah. All our time. ونفس وما سوى. And about that life. After all that creation he did, he created something to inhabit for that thing that he created. He needs an inhabitant. So he created the humanity. So all this gives a time. There was a time. Allah knows that. And then he said in another surah, والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق ذكر وأنثى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى.
He also gave us here in that surah with the night and the day and the creation of male and female. All that is timing. And then, in another surah, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ.
وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى.
He's giving an oath another time. In the duha, in the day, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, and when night comes. So, all this is showing the importance of the time. That's why the time cannot be seen. It's something related to akhirah, isn't it? That's why in physics, they call it the fourth dimension, which cannot be seen. It's not there. They understand it. They cannot see it. But in reality, you can see it. Those who are reaching ilmul yaqeen, ilmul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen, knowledge of reality, the vision of reality, the reality of reality, they can be able to understand what is time and they can see time. Because asr, every time, everything that is in time, and Allah mentioned وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ. He mentioned وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. He said وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Means everything has a beginning and has an end. So asr, time, has a beginning, has an end. Has beginning, end. So anything has beginning and end means it's created. And anything created, Allah gave it to Prophet ﷺ to know it. So inheritors of the secret of Prophet ﷺ can see the time. Because it has beginning, it has end. They cannot see that has no beginning, has no end. No one can see. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. But whatever is created, they can be seen, can be known. You cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you can see His signs. So awliya Allah can see the time. We cannot see the time. Because for them, time has beginning, has end. So it has an appearance and it has a disappearance. So it is something that can be physically seen by them. By us, no. That's why when someone dies, he can see. Because he reached, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. He will be in that ocean, he is able to see. And awliya Allah, their egos died already. So they can see.
Allah, Allah.
And that's why, in a summary, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an oath in the perfection of the continuity of the time frame. That it begin from the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his message and his khilafah and in his till the day of judgment. And as we said before, because Prophet ﷺ said, I was a kuntu nabiyyan wa adamu bayna al-ma'i wa al-tin. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. Means he was a prophet. I was a prophet wa adamu bayna al-ma'i wa al-tin. Adam was between clay and water. Clay represent what? Planet, Earth, is that? And water represent fountain of what you say, ma'ul hayat, youth, fountain of youth. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have made from water everything living. And Prophet said, Adam was between water, كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَأَدَمُ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ. He was between knowledge of ma'rifah and tin, understanding of his level, that he is a servant. He cannot go beyond his servanthood with all that ilm that represented by water, symbolic, because from water we have created everything living. So Prophet is saying, I was a prophet before that ilm even. وَآدَمْ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ. What then? He is between the ilm and between the earth. Mean he is in between. Means he is in between eternal, between knowledge, heavenly knowledge, because he was in the first heaven, Sayyidina Adam. Heavenly knowledge and dunya. Tin and creation. Tin was earth. So Adam was in between. Prophet, he said, I was prophet before that. Means he is beyond Adam's level in paradise. Prophet was higher and knowing more than what Adam was able to know. Adam was not knowing what is that water, because he is in between water and earth. So he can see what is down of him, but he cannot see what is above him. Ma was first. Adam in the middle, earth, tin is down. So he was able to see down. Cannot see what's up. Up was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why it was the best of times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that oath in it. He was between the knowledge, al-ilm wal-ma'loom. Bayn ma'al-ilm wa teen al-ma'loom. He was in the fountain of youth of knowledge and the mud of understanding of his self. And it is said that there are many ahadith books that mention that saying that Allah said, "Subhanahu lawlaka lama khalaqtu al-aflak." It's not, if it is not for you, I would not create the creation. And it is said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana min Allah." I am from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created me directly. Allah created me. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ مِنِّي. And believers is from me. Means they have inherited. Allah gave me that knowledge, created that knowledge and gave to me. And mu'minun inherited that from me. I took it from Allah directly. They took it from me. And he said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We didn't send you except a mercy for the humanity. And للعالمين, to everyone, he said, or للعالمين can be read also, means ins and jinn, means what is came before him, what is came after him. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Really, human beings are big losers. And we will continue this next time. Amin Allah. Tawfiq wa hikmah wa fatiha. Fatiha.